AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Donald Trump's campaign stop in Radford, Virginia today included protesters. One group against his call to build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico. During his speech, Trump called for the ejection of a number of those who were speaking up from the crowd.
Get her out, please. Get her out. Out, 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 out.
Protesters and critics also blasting Trump for his apparent refusal to disavow an endorsement made by former Klan leader David Duke. Trump says he didn't correctly hear the question during a TV interview yesterday. GOP rivals are working to bring down Trump, who holds leads in a number of tomorrow's Super Tuesday contests. President Obama awards a Medal of Honor to a Navy SEAL whose team rescued an American doctor held captive by the Taliban. Here's AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
The president says, like many SEALs, Senior Chief Ed Byers is a quiet professional.
There are a lot of other places he'd rather be than in front of all these cameras.
But in Afghanistan, he helped storm a Taliban hideout to free an American doctor, throwing himself on top of the hostage while grappling with the captors. In the East Room, Obama saluted all the special operations troops who fought since 9/11.
Small in number, they have borne an extraordinarily heavy load.
But for Byers, it's what SEALs do.
Protecting our freedoms so that we can sleep peacefully in our beds at night.
And he accepted the award on behalf of a comrade killed in that daring raid. Mark Smith at the White House.
A Virginia prosecutor says the suspect in the high-profile slayings of two college students in Virginia is expected to plead guilty. Albemarle County Commonwealth's Attorney Robert Tracy says Jesse Leroy Matthew Jr. has agreed to plea agreements in the deaths of 18-year-old Hannah Graham and 20-year-old Morgan Harrington. Graham was a University of Virginia student who disappeared in September 2014. Harrington vanished in 2009. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 126. This is AP Radio News. A top Vatican official, Australian Cardinal George Pell, has testified via video before a commission in his home country investigating cases of sexual abuse by clergy dating back to the 1970s. AP's Nicole Winfield reports from Rome.
The first round of testimony, Pell did acknowledge that he was aware of gossip and rumors and people, other priests speaking about suspicions of other priests who were molesting children. He went farther than he has before in acknowledging that as far back as the 1970s, he was aware of some of these cases.
Meanwhile, the Vatican newspaper is praising the Oscar-winning film Spotlight as having given voice to the profound pain of those enduring the reality of clerical sex abuse. Last night's Best Picture winner is about the Boston Globe's efforts 14 years ago to expose hundreds of children who were raped and molested by Catholic priests and the church's cover-up of their crimes. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.